Hey, it's Judy. And it's Danny Rose.
Welcome to our first podcast.
Hello, hello, everyone.
So, we have a lot of questions today that we're going to go over and introduce you to us.
Yes, yes. A lot of personal things that we're going to talk about and just kind of let you guys get to know us a little bit, you know, before you start really listening to us do this. So
before we get too deep into everything, have a little
fun. Exactly. So, well, my name's Daniela. I'm 27 years old. I'll be 28 in a couple months. I live in Pennsylvania. I am a mother of one, and I've been in a relationship for 7 years now. So that's about the gist of what's going on over here.
And I'm Jalissa. I'm 26. Wow, I'm going to be 27 in a few months as well. And I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia. I have one child as well, and I'm also in a relationship. It'll be 3 years in May.
So, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Okay. Fair to you, but getting there.
Yeah, getting there. So, like, the questions that we have, like, are really just everywhere. Like, oh my gosh. Like, questions just ranging from, you know, what are your favorites to, like, really deep heart-to-heart topics. Yeah. So,
think questions.
Yeah, questions that literally will make you think. It literally took us, what, a week almost to come up with all of these questions. And, you know, neither one of us, like, some of the questions we already know the answers to because we'll get to that, but we've been friends for a long time. Yeah. So, like, some of the questions we already know the answers to, but majority of them, like, when we wrote the questions down, we didn't answer them so that we could have this conversation. So it should be interesting.
Like, definitely be a surprise and see some things I feel like I do know about you, and other things I'm waiting, like, I'm anxious to see what you're gonna say.
Yeah, because we've added a bunch of questions within the past couple of days, so this should be fun. So you can start wherever, it doesn't matter.
Let's go, you don't have to start severe, so let's go. If you knew that you had 1 year to live, what would you change in your life?
Oh my gosh, you're jumping right in.
Right?
You are jumping right in. Okay. So if I knew that I had 1 year to live, I definitely would not be in Pennsylvania. I would move back to Kentucky to be around my significant other's family, which I know sounds crazy because, like, I love being in Pennsylvania, but if I had 1 year to live, I definitely want to spend it with, like, people who have impacted my life the most within, like, the past couple of years. So that's definitely the first thing I do.
I'm almost the opposite. I feel like if I had 1 year to live, I wouldn't change anything at all.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like at this point, like, everything is revolved around my son. So I wouldn't, like, a lot of people say, oh, I would go and travel the world, or, oh, I would go, like, buy a car and I would blow all this money. But it's like, that stuff isn't important.
Yeah,
like, it's not. If anything, maybe I would travel a little bit more.
Yeah,
I could have those memories with my child, but I don't feel like I would do anything drastic at all.
Yeah, same. Like, I don't think going back to Kentucky is drastic. Like, I just think it's be a decision that we would make, and it wouldn't even be like something that we'd have to think about. It would just be going back. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, okay. How was your life different a year ago?
Well, I wasn't a mom. Well, I guess, yeah, I was pregnant, so, I mean, but I didn't physically have him here. So, yeah. Definitely, that you become less selfish in that aspect.
So oh, I feel like yes.
It's about somebody else now instead of me. So that's probably the biggest change from a year. Yeah,
I would definitely say that. I think that, like, our biggest change was a year ago, My little one had surgery a year ago, and that was like a big, major, major, part of our life. So now she's like fully recovered, and you would like never know that she ever had surgery. So I think that's awesome. Like that's this big one-year milestone coming up here in February. So it's pretty cool.
So proud of her.
Oh my gosh, me too. It's my baby. All right, let's see.
To lighten the mood a little, what's your top three most used apps? And this is something I'm not sure that I know about you, so it'll be kind of a new thing.
My top three. Okay, I feel like my number one most used app, people forget that it's an app. People have literally like pushed this to the side and forget that it's an app. Because when I was writing these questions down, I was like, bro, like I really do use this app so much. And my number one used app would have to be Google because Google's my friend. I use Google more than anything. So I would have to say Google, Facebook, and my camera, like my camera app. Absolutely.
That
What
is
about
true. A bit like that. That is an app.
you? Yeah.
For sure.
And I have a Google phone, so like I just squeeze the sides of my phone and be like, hey Google, blah 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 blah. Like, so Google's definitely my number one most used app, period.
I didn't think you would say those answers, so that was surprising.
Really?
I don't have something that I thought you would have said, but I didn't think it'd be those. Well, Facebook for sure.
Oh yeah. I use Instagram too, but Facebook's more than Instagram.
Yeah, I'm barely on Instagram. For me, Facebook is definitely my number one, as crazy as that is.
Yeah.
Facebook, my mail app. I check my mail maybe
Like your
every day.
Gmail, like your email?
Like my iCloud
Oh,
email.
okay. Okay.
I check that about every 30 minutes like a psycho. So Facebook, mail, and Candy Crush. I use Candy
Oh my God, you and Candy Crush,
I play
girl.
Candy Crush from the moment I wake up to I fall asleep playing Candy Crush. It's so relaxing. So
Yes, I love Candy Crush. I play Candy Crush on my laptop. I
yeah.
love Candy Crush. Oh my God. Wow. I wasn't expecting that from you either, so that's like
Yeah.
something
Definitely.
different. All right, if you had a never-ending candle, what fragrance would it be?
Really? Anything outdoorsy, so probably like a mahogany teak wood or
Shibushi.
yeah, like a wood kind of smell. I can't think of the specific one that I get from Bath and Body Works, but it's like a woodsy kind of
Like a
smell.
teak wood.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's the only thing I could think of was like a mahogany teak wood kind of thing. Yeah,
Yeah.
woodsy.
Yeah.
Forever.
Reward.
Let it live.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm basic. Like, I love candles. Love candles. But I like fall scents. So, like, warm apple pie, pumpkin spice, like,
Yeah,
just cozy scents.
I can't do the food candles.
Have you hungry?
Like, I want my house to smell like. Well, I guess that's okay because those are fall smells, but I couldn't do like some girls like cupcake and like.
Oh no, see, I can't do that. No, I don't want to. No, I don't want my house to smell like I'm baking cookies all the time.
Like
You
Panera.
know?
I want my house to smell like Panera Bread all day.
Yeah, because you're hungry 24/7. No, I couldn't do that. All right. Let's see.
I've been waiting for this question.
Oh God, okay. I'm scared.
Who would you want to narrate your life?
Oh my God, I feel like you already know this question.
I do.
But I had someone say, I have two answers.
Me too.
Like, okay, so my childhood, I would want probably DC Young Fly. But like my adulthood, and like as I'm getting older, God rest his soul, Bernie Mac. Like I loved Bernie Mac, and I feel like his humor fits what I've been through as an adult, you know? So like that, those are my two, period. What about you?
We agreed with DC Young Fly for
Yeah.
sure.
Oh yeah.
For sure. I'm Bernie Mac.
I love Bernie Mac.
I'm thrown. Yeah, I would I'm just like I'm trying to like picture his voice now. God rest his soul, but I'm trying to And I don't know. But I would do DC Young Fly. And what's his name? I always get it wrong. Is it Michael Blackson? Is that his name?
Yeah,
Yeah.
you love him.
I do
It's
need
so funny.
his African accent to just my whole oh my God. It would be great. Yeah.
Heavy week. Heavy week.
I
He
would
is.
be enjoyable, and even in the parts of my life where it's sad, like I feel like it'll still work. Like with their voices. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's crazy. It's crazy how like we picked comedians to narrate our lives. Like we didn't pick musicians, we didn't pick actresses or actors, like we picked comedians,
Yeah.
which means that even though like we both equally have been through so much in our lives, like we still find the happiness and the funniness out of a situation. Like that's I feel like that's what it shows, that we both pick comedians.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right, so what is the most annoying question that people ask you?
I feel like we mutually almost have the same thing. There's a few, but probably.
Other.
I'm sorry.
I said you say one and I'll say the other.
For sure. Well, this one you're not gonna say, but this one is, where did you get your hair from?
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
Girl.
it's mine. Like, it's mine. They're like, no, you can tell me, it's okay. I'm like, no, really, it's homegrown here. It's mine.
Been on my head since birth, so
Probably that and the one I'm pretty sure that you're gonna say is equally.
yeah, mine is always like, what are you mixed with? Like all the time. And then when I tell them, it's like, no way. No way. You sure you're not Mexican? I'm like, bruh, like I know what I am, you know? Like, oh my God. But the hair one is definitely the most. And it's not even for me, it's not where'd you get your hair from? It's can I touch your hair? Oh my God, is that real? Like, what? You want to stick your fingers in there? Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Was like, what happened to you?
I am here.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's your turn.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like a little weird at first, and then I didn't know what happened. Let's see.
This is our first podcast, so we'll just push through any technical difficulties
Right at
and
this point, yeah.
figure them out later. Our next play, if there's any technical difficulties this time, we'll make sure that there won't be next time. So,
So, what weird food combos do you enjoy?
oh my gosh, weird food combos. I'm like just as an adult becoming like more into food and like flavors and stuff. I don't really think I have like a weird food combination.
Really?
Oh, yes, I do. I put relish on my grilled cheese sandwiches.
What?
Yeah, and it's so good. Like that pickle with that cheese. I'm about to have one for lunch. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Grilled cheese sandwich with pickles is so good. Not just pickles, but relish. It has to be relish, like sweet relish. It's so good. Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't like relish.
You don't like relish on your hot dogs?
No.
Yeah, I don't like relish on my hot dogs, and I don't like relish like by itself, like pickle. Ew. But like, I like it on my grilled cheese. I literally buy it for my grilled cheese sandwiches and for my homemade tartar sauce.
You know what? I'll try it though. I won't be opposed because I don't like relish, but I've had potato salad where there's relish in it, and it's doable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you got to try it. What about you?
This has been like since high school, and my friend, she always could never pick between these two types of chips, and so she would just mix them together in a bowl, and I thought she was crazy. I was like, what kind of combination is this? And then I tasted it, and I could never buy one without the other. And it's so specific, it has to be the same, like the same brands, because it just, I don't know, the combination is wild to me. So the Smart Food white cheddar popcorn. Lay's salt and vinegar chips. And it
I
sounds
like both of them.
crazy, but it's really good, and you have to eat them together.
Oh man, I have to try that because I definitely like both of them, and I have both of them, so I'll probably try that later.
Definitely.
It sounds really good.
It's
It's like the white cheddar popcorn has like the savory taste, and then you get smacked with that salt and bit.
Yes.
You gotta learn that me and Jalissa are very like into our flavors of our foods, like
Oh yeah.
very into
Yeah.
it.
I'm all about food. And
Yes.
it's one of those things where it's like for us, if like we're talking about this maybe a couple of weeks ago, like with water, like I can tell by drinking water what kind of water it is. Like not all water tastes the same.
Exactly. Exactly. Now,
Contrary
I buy the same type of water.
Yeah, contrary to popular belief, not all water tastes the same, PSA.
PSA, it does not. It definitely does not. PSA. All right, what was the last movie, TV show, or book that made you cry or tear up?
What's the last thing that I watched? Why can I not remember? I've watched a lot of things this week, so it's like a whirlwind of things. Oh, Mommy Dearest. Yeah, still, yeah. Mommy Dearest, for the throwback
That movie is terrible.
to the 80s. Yeah, I saw it on Hulu and I was like, man, I haven't seen this movie since I was home living with my mom. That's how you know the movie's old. Every time she gets her with that wire hanger, I just feel so bad for that little girl. I'm like, man, I just wish somebody else could have adopted her.
I know. So that movie is so terrible. Ugh, it's so terrible. I would have to say the book. I'm going to choose a book. Yes, I'm a bookworm and I like to read.
Yes.
I would have to say The Hate U Give. The book was better than the movie, period. Like the book had me literally crying, going from chapter to chapter to chapter. Like it's just amazing. If you haven't read the book or if you haven't seen the movie was good. But it just had a lot of things missing that were in the book, which is typical. Like if you read the Twilight series or even Harry Potter, like there are certain details that'll be in the book that's not in the movie,
Oh yeah.
you know? But like with this, the characters looked how they explained, you know, they acted how they explained. Everything was good. It just was missing some details that weren't in the book. But the book definitely had me in tears. It was terrible.
Yeah,
Horrible.
you definitely gave me that recommendation, so I'm definitely gonna read that book for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I'll mail it to you. It's definitely a good read.
I'm a
Absolutely.
bookworm as well, so I'm all about. I'd rather read the book and then the movie, watch the movie.
Same. The only series I did not do that with was Twilight because like I feel like it happened so fast. Like I feel like the Twilight books were out for a long time and then the movie came out, so it was like, "Oh, let's go read the books." You know? Like, so then, like, by the time the movie came out, I was getting into the book. So I'd already seen the first movie before I read the books. But the books made it better to watch.
Oh, of course.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
I feel the way
So.
with 50 Shades of Grey. I had read all the books before the movie. And then when I saw, I still do like the movies, but the books are just so much more. I mean, there's only so much that you can show on screen, at a theater
Yeah.
anyway,
Okay.
but the books were so much more detailed. And so when I seen the male role, I was like, this does not describe what I'm seeing visually when I read this book. So that was a disappointment.
Yeah, it was definitely a disappointment. Like I was expecting someone like, I don't know, just more of a man,
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
So, all right.
On the topic of books and movies, what movie can you watch over and over without getting tired of it?
Save the Last Dance.
Really?
Yes, girl. I love that movie. I love that
That's a
movie.
throwback for a throwback.
Yes, girl, I know every word to that
Really?
movie. It's so good. Yeah. Like, I love that movie. Growing up, like, whenever I was younger, I used to be like, that's my mom and my dad. Like, that's what they were. Like, growing up, you know, it was so easy to watch. I love that movie. What about
I
you?
love musicals, which I know you do. But Rent. Rent is my favorite
Oh,
movie
yes.
of all time.
525,000. Yes. That is
Yes.
my. I love that movie.
Yes, I love it.
Right, let's switch it up. What old people things do you do already?
I get excited over new household items like Tupperware.
Oh, yes, don't we all?
Tupperware,
Don't we all?
getting new sheets for my bed,
Yes.
new toothbrush holders,
That's a good one.
just any household thing excites me.
Especially appliances. So like vacuum cleaners, pans or pots for your kitchen, girl.
There was like a new, which I know you'll definitely relate, but there was like a new scent for, what are, they're called like the scent boosters, and they're like the beads for the laundry. And there was like a new scent, and I was just so excited. And my boyfriend was just like, "What is, what's going on?" I'm like,
You don't even understand.
it's a new scent, and I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to sprinkle. I'm about to, what was that guy's name? The Salt Bay. That's how I felt like. The Salt Bay. Put in my little.
It's so crazy because I feel like mutually we should own stock in those game sense pod things with game sense because I literally use them for everything. Like I had Lariah has a bunch of like she has a bunch of clothes or whatever that she can't fit right now because they're like you know she's in a 10 12 and like her the clothes are like 14 16s so I put them in a backpack and I was like I don't want like them to get bad or anything from being in there for a year or two, you know, like there's no telling what time, you know, when she'll be in that size. So I took a cap full and I put those little game thingies in there. And every once in a while, I'll go to the backpack and smell, and it smells so
So
good.
good.
So good. I just, oh, I love those things. All right. These questions are going to get like harder and harder because I feel like we're leaving the hard questions for the end.
Yeah, that is true. What's your favorite smell? Speaking of smells.
What is my favorite smell? Really hard. That's really hard.
I have two. Yeah.
I'm a minty type of girl. Like I like peppermint, spearmint, winter mint, green mint, all kinds of mint. So I'll have to say mint. Yeah, definitely. What about
Mine's a
you?
tie between gasoline, as weird as that is,
Oh my God.
and the black ice trees that you put in your car.
Oh my, yes, girl. Yes, I love that ice.
So much that I bought the spray
We have a spray,
to
yep.
put the spray and spray it in the car. I'll spray it in the bathroom. Not in my whole house, but car and bathroom for sure.
Bathroom's
Yeah.
acceptable.
Black ice.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love black ice. I forgot about that. That's a good one. When you have 30 minutes of free time, how do you pass it?
The initial reaction is always sleep. Every time.
Yes. Okay.
Sleep for sure. Sleeping or just having alone time.
Yeah, alone time is great.
Being a new mom, I definitely like alone time. So, yeah, that's for sure.
Agreed. I would have to say my baths. I absolutely love taking bubble baths. Throw me some Epsom salt in there, and I am in there for
You
hours.
are.
Like, so I had 30 minutes. If I had 30 minutes of knowing that my little one's not going to come in the bathroom and have to pee, I'm definitely going to take a bath. With the lights off, candles lit, let's
Door
go.
locked at
Yeah.
all.
Well, I don't have to lock the door if I have 30 minutes free time. You know, I ain't even got a lock. I can leave it open if I
True.
want to. Right.
What restaurant do you eat at the most?
That's a question.
Yeah.
What restaurant? Well, girl, you already know Chipotle.
Love Chipotle. I haven't been there in so long. Don't
Chipotle.
play.
Girl, it doesn't matter how bad it makes my stomach hurt or how bad it tears me up from the inside out. I will eat that stuff every day. It's to the point where I eat Chipotle so much. The last time I went, I only ate half of the bowl because I was just so
Like,
like,
I need to savor.
oh. Yeah, and I didn't even eat the rest of it. I didn't even eat it later or nothing. Like, I just wasted it because I eat it so much. Yeah. I feel like I know your
In
answer.
this current moment, definitely cookout. In this current moment, you can't go wrong. $5. There's just.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I haven't had cookout in so long. So long. Oh my God, like
Get two
at least
sides, get your
10.
entree. You could upgrade for a dollar, get you a whole milkshake. I mean, come on. You can't do that.
Somebody sounds like they
Huh?
did that recently. I said somebody sounds like they did
Oh, last
that
night, girl. Got the milkshake in the freezer and everything. It's waiting on me.
Yes.
It's waiting.
Yes. I love Oreo milkshakes, cookies and cream milkshakes, whatever
Those do
it
so
is.
well.
So good. All right. Let's get to switching it up a little bit. All right. What's the first memory of you being really excited?
You hit me with the hard ones. I'm over here like,
Think.
being really excited. I'm at a loss with that one. Oh my goodness.
Let me go. Oh, you
I
got this.
think if I'm really thinking back, it probably was my first birthday party.
You remember that?
Yeah, Barney came to my house.
Oh, girl, you ain't gonna forget that.
Yeah, because someone knocked at the door and my parents knew who it was, because obviously I'm not going to be little opening the door by myself. Actually, it was my second birthday. I lied. My second birthday. And she was like, "Go ahead, open the door." I was like, "Are you sure?" And she was like, "Yeah, open the door." And then I looked at him and I said, "Oh my God, Barney's in my house." And just stared at him for the longest time. And I was like, "Come in."
Yeah.
And he just came in and Barney was in my house. I thought I was, I don't know. I thought I was somebody with Barney in my house. Right?
Special. That's
Do you
crazy because I had
really?
Barney for my second birthday too.
See, now I don't feel
Yeah,
that
I have
special
it on
because he's in
video.
your house too.
No, he didn't
Oh.
come to my house. Like I didn't have
Got you.
Barney like at my birthday, but I had
Oh, got you.
Bar it was Barney themed. Yeah, girl, I had the Barney outfit on and everything. Got the Barney. That's the year I got the we used to have those little mats that we used to have to take to preschool and daycare and stuff. You know, not like the little
Yeah.
mats that will fold up into like a sleeping bag. And I got me a Barney one, girl. I had that thing till I was like 15 years
For
old.
real.
Man, I love some Barney, man. I love Barney. That's crazy.
What was
It's so
yours?
crazy. Something, something that you will never do
You didn't
again.
answer yours. What was your exciting
I think
moment?
it was
No.
I didn't answer. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my exciting moment. It's your turn anyways. Okay, my exciting moment. I was in the fifth grade at Goshen Elementary in Augusta, Georgia. Woo woo. And my dad, he had served 6, almost 7 years in the penitentiary. And so, like, I was 6 years old when he left, and I was going on 13 whenever he came back. And I remember sitting there playing Uno or something with my friends, and I heard somebody say "Shorty Rock" in the back, and like he's the only person that called me that. So my heart literally dropped to the floor, and I turn around and I see my dad standing there to pick me up. And I remember running to him and just crying. I think that was the first time that somebody asked me what's wrong because I was crying and I
Yeah.
wasn't sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't like, oh, it's you know, like, I wasn't like emotional because of hurt. You know, I was excited to see him and I was happy. was happy tears. I think that's the first memory I
Those are
have of
one of
happy
those
tears.
moments where everyone around you cries too,
Yeah.
because it's emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, it's your turn, even though I just slipped up and
It's
asked a question,
okay.
but maybe they didn't catch it. Okay, go ahead
What's
then.
your
It's your
back in
turn.
the day we used to?
Was waiting on this one. All right. Back in the day, we used to. I got a good one. Okay. Back in the day, if we wanted to hear a song more than one time, like if a song played on the radio and you didn't have that song on your cassette tape, then or on CD and you had your little portable CD player, then what would we do? We would take our phones or our devices and we would record the song up against our phone. We had it recorded as our voicemails. Remember that? You played a little song as your voicemail. Kids today don't have to do that. They got YouTube.
Shazam
We
and
didn't have
Alexa and all that stuff.
Google. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. We definitely had to do that. We had to switch the tapes when you wanted to listen to
Website.
the song. If the song was on, if it was on side B, song 13, you had to literally listen to 1 through 12, or you was gonna sit there and fast forward it. Just hit skip to the next song.
Oh my God, we're old.
Wow.
We're old.
Maybe
The
we're
first
old,
one that
old.
pops to mind, back in the day, we used to. Back in the day, we used to text because you couldn't call me before 9 and use my minutes.
Yes, girl.
Because if I
My
wasn't
mama
nine
kicked my
minutes,
butt.
I was gonna live outside for sure. And
Yep.
back in the day, we used
Absolutely.
to we had to check to make sure our parents weren't on the phone or had a phone call coming before we got on the internet. Because if not, I was also gonna
Yes,
live outside.
girl. Don't let somebody be trying to call my mama and I'm on the internet.
That's how you
Oh
know
my
how
God.
old try to how
Over.
old we are from that.
Yes. When
For
internet had a
sure.
cord.
You gotta hear the dial-up before you could even forever. Or
Yes, girl.
LimeWire. That shows how old we are.
Yes,
You didn't
LimeWire.
even
Oh
care.
my God. I remember when they took LimeWire down, like whenever they had that big controversy and was like taking it off. Like, wow, we're old. Oh my God. Okay, get off these old questions. Oh my God, we're like, oh God, this is terrible. All right, if you're in a bad mood, do you want to be left alone
Left
or
alone,
cheered
for
up?
sure. For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
Once
See, I'm the type of person like, I would rather be left alone, but if I see someone else is in a bad
Oh,
mood,
yeah,
then I feel
for
like it's my
sure.
job to cheer them up.
I
But I don't
think
want nobody
there's
cheering
like
me up.
levels to it. Like when I'm at my old, like the most pissed or sad that I can be, I need to get down from that point. Before someone can, like, once I'm in that middle stage where I'm done, snot on face, like I'm done with that, and I'm just sad, then I don't mind if someone comes to cheer me up. But I'm at like a 10. Do not bother me. Don't ask me anything. Don't come in my face because I don't want to take that aggression or sadness out on you because it's not your fault. Because the initial reason is to, you know, help someone. Hey, what's
Yeah.
wrong? Like, what can I do? And I think that makes me more mad. For sure.
Agreed. Definitely. All right, let's see. We still
Deal
have a bunch of questions,
a
guys.
lot.
Like a bunch. A bunch. Your turn.
What's the funniest
Oh,
name you've
God.
ever heard someone have?
Laughing because you know this story. That's why you're laughing. All right, so I would have to say, I'm just gonna tell y'all the story. So in 2010, in college at a party, And I'm dancing with this guy, and it's going good. I'm like, okay, he could dance. He got this, okay, like, I'm feeling this dude. So after we're done dancing, we dance for probably like 4 or 5 songs. After we're done dancing, I turn around. He's like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, my name's Danielle. And he was like, oh, my name's
Every
Otis.
time.
Bruh. When I tell you, I literally had to walk away from this dude. I remember seeing him after that, and he being like trying to talk to me or whatever. And I'm like, bruh, like, I can't do this. I'm not about to try to like catch feelings for a dude, and his name is Otis.
The
I can't
time
do it.
She told me that story, I was literally screaming because I could not breathe. Like, it was killing
yeah.
me, because I just imagine being in her situation and turning around and being like, he's so fine, he could dance, and you tell me your name is Otis. I can't even do it. I I can't even do
Nope.
it.
I can't do it. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Mine's a similar situation. I always used to go cosmic bowling in high school on the weekends, and there's this guy every weekend he would be there, and he went to a different high school than me, and I was just like, man, I wish he would talk to me. And it just so happened that weekend we both went to go get food, and we both got cheese fries, and I was super excited about it. I was like, oh my God. And I asked him what his name was, and he said Percy. And my initial reaction was a little dog from Pocahontas, so I was already thrown. Because now all I'm seeing is this little, I don't even
Yeah.
know what kind of dog that was. A bulldog? And
I
he was
couldn't
just
do
like
Percy.
fine,
No.
chocolate, tall, and he was just like, and it was a deep like Percy. And I was just like, no way. There's no way. I was like, I can't. She's like, why did I saw you guys talking? Like, what happened? I'm like, guys, his name is Percy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Percy.
His name is Percy.
Percy Jenkins. Can't
Jenkins.
do it.
Percy. Can't do it. Like, it's all right. All right. Let's see. Oh my God, we have so many questions left. Man. Okay. What's the number one most played song on your playlist?
I don't
I
know,
know
between
mine.
baby songs and my songs, it's hard to distinguish.
That's so true, because like I literally have all these baby
It
songs stuck in my head
probably
because of
is
you.
Consequences by Camila Cabello, and it's only because of my son. For sure.
Oh yeah.
He can be full on
that's definitely
screaming,
his
he
jam.
will break his whole neck and stop crying at
Yes,
the same
and
time.
stop crying.
So yeah, it's only because of
Yeah. Song. Wow. Mine would definitely have to be Fly.
I'm getting hype.
That's my jam.
I'm getting hype because I already know what song it is.
Huh? That is my song. Drink till I'm drunk, smoke till I'm at.
The
Yes,
combination of
that's
Gucci
my
and
jam.
Bruno is, and then Kodak too? Oh man.
Girl, yes, they killed that
It just
whole
couldn't get no
song,
better.
like that whole song. Definitely a whole situation. All right, I know for a fact we
Yeah,
at
we're
least
about
have 20
halfway
more
through,
questions
guys.
left.
This one gets me. I don't know what you're going to say, so I'm anxious to see. What embarrasses you the most when you're in front of people?
Oh my God. About myself? Because that's a tricky question.
Didn't really specify, so I guess you can take it how you want to take it.
I think with myself, the most embarrassing, I don't know. Like, I'm too old to be embarrassed, I feel like. Like, I'm not doing embarrassing stuff, so that's a hard question. But if me and my kid are out, the most embarrassing thing with her is that we have, I don't want to say trained her because she's not a dog, but like we've raised her to, we've raised her to like not be friendly with everybody because you can't really trust everyone. So with her, I could literally see someone that I know that I've known for a long time that she's never met a day in her life. And I'm like, Lariah, this is Ashley that mommy used to work with, and she will literally be like, stranger danger, and run. Like, that is so embarrassing because it's like, stop. Like, a little, somebody could come up to her in the store and be like, oh my God, your hair is so cute. She's a stranger danger. I'm like, oh my God, why did we teach her this? Why did we teach her this? And she's 7. Without giving away too much about my kid, she's 7. So like, it's to the point where it's like, okay, like at what point do we understand the difference between, getting to know
Yeah, like they're
people and a
not gonna take
stranger?
you just as a
Because
compliment, so that's okay. But if they're trying to tell you to go somewhere, then we gotta.
Yeah, agree.
Since you
What
brought
about
it to
you?
that level, I have one for me and like one for with my child. Like, grocery shopping is such a. She already knows. Grocery shopping is such a peaceful time for me. I can look through things, I can read the ingredients, I can compare brands. It's like that's relieving. So bringing my son to the grocery store and him going full out screaming, and I feel bad, because I don't want to have him strapped in the car seat. So I try to give him some freedom, but now he's trying to escape, and so he's screaming and trying to escape and throwing stuff on the floor. See, that drives me nuts. And then I'm like, I feel like everyone is staring at me and judging me, which, there's probably 12 other kids in the store doing the same thing, and it's not a big deal, but I feel like my blood pressure rises. And for me, I have like a phobia of eating in front of people. So if I'm or even ordering, I think more of ordering in front of people, like Chipotle. Like if there's a whole line of people behind me, and I know for sure that I like extra rice in my bowl and extra corn, and it's like I almost don't want to say those things because I feel like people are judging me from just ordering off of that, or when I'm eating, I feel like everyone's staring at me. I don't even want to eat anymore. So I feel like I wish I could change that because I don't want to feel like that when it comes to food.
I feel like that's something that you could work on, though. Like, I feel like that's something that, like, as a person, you try to constantly work on yourself and make yourself a better person. And I feel like that's something that you can
Yeah.
make the steps to work on. Being a mom, though, it's hard because it's like you're always at home. You don't have to worry about people staring at you while you're eating because you're at home. So, like, when you go out, it's like already overwhelming because you have a new, like not a newborn, but an infant, and then you have anxiety. So like when it comes to eating in
What to
front of
do?
people, it's like,
Yeah, like am I eating too
you know
fast?
what I'm
Am I eating
saying?
too slow?
Absolutely. I definitely can see that. Yeah. Now, how you would make that better would definitely be
I feel
something
like
to
a
look
little
into
better,
because.
especially like at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and there's parties, and before I even go, I get all this anxiety of like, oh my God, there's gonna be so many people. There's no way I can eat a meatball because it's gonna be drippy from the barbecue sauce, and if it gets on me, I'm gonna have a whole freak out. And I bring myself to that point when it hasn't even got there yet. Nobody's caring about me eating a meatball or me eating, some chips because everybody else is worrying about them. Nobody cares about me, slowly or quickly eating a meatball. It's just like in my head.
Yeah, agreed. And I can see you
Oh,
working yourself up like weeks before
for
the
sure.
event. So like, yeah. Agreed. I can definitely agree with you there. All right, so I feel like this is gonna kind of go hand in hand, but like, what do you spend the most time thinking about?
My child. I think of all the sin
Agreed.
exactly it does go hand in hand because I do think of all the things that could happen before they're even happening. Like yesterday, I was looking at preschools and stressing myself out about preschools, and my son is 8 months old. What am I stressing about right now? Like he's not starting preschool for a long time, and I was just looking at the websites and I was like, oh my God, like there's so much that goes into this. And so I feel like I worry about things that are nowhere near
Yep.
happening anytime soon.
I'd rather you be like that than be like most parents, where it's like, oh, well, she doesn't start for another 3 years, so we'll just wait, and then you just keep putting it off, and the next thing you know, your kid's
Yeah.
starting preschool in 2 months. Like it happens that way. I feel like with me, I can agree with you. I think more of like about my daughter's future, and I think more of other people, than I do with my daughter. I worry about other people's reactions and what other people think and how other people are going to treat her because, like I said, like I've raised her to be this, one type of person, but not everybody is raised the way she's raised. Not everyone has the same mindset that she has. So I do a lot of worrying about her and how other people are going to treat her as she gets older, especially being in a predominantly white community raising a black child.
That's a whole
That's a whole nother
different
topic though.
podcast I can see right now because I can go on.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get into this podcast and get deeper into these topics because, man, there's a lot of things like, I don't want it to be like, oh, we're on here and we're agreeing about everything. Like, there's a lot of things that we as moms don't agree on. And like I said, we've been friends for a long time and we never let that come in between us because, everybody has their own opinion and their own
Yeah,
rights on how they
exactly.
raise their child.
It's fine, right?
So,
We're agreeing with most things, but
what
it's
about?
not going to be like that for everything.
Oh, absolutely not. Especially because, like I said, we've put a lot of thought into this podcast and we've taken a lot of time to get some ideas already going before we actually sit and record. So we have a couple topics. We have about, what, six or seven topics that we plan on, talking about. And every single one of them are like controversial
Yeah,
headlines, every single one of them.
deep ones.
So, oh yeah. And
Yeah.
most of them we don't agree
And
on.
things that be able to help other people out.
Agreed.
If all jobs had the same pay and hours, what job would you have?
Well, yeah, job. Because if I got paid the same amount as my husband or my fiance or whatever you want to call him, like if I got paid the same amount as he did to stay at home with my kid, like I'm doing now,
You
I would still
would.
stay at home with my kid.
I really wish I could agree. Not that I don't like being home with him. I love being home with him, but I really enjoy working just as hard. I really miss working 50-hour weeks, 60-hour.
Well, yeah, like I would, but if I had the choice, if I had a choice to work 50 hours a week and get paid the same amount as somebody that's sitting home on their butt taking care of their
And I
kid,
still would. I
I
still would
mean,
go out and work 60 hours a week rather than be home and get paid to sit here with him. Isn't that crazy? I think for me, I would want to be at a bakery. I want to be at a bakery and
Ooh.
work. For sure. Doesn't not
Yeah,
There's no
that
specific kind of bakery or specialty, but just in a bakery setting. It could be at Publix or, grocery store, or it could be at a specialized place, but a bakery. That's my comfort, my home.
I just wish you could be here to bake me some stuff,
Soon, summer 19.
Yes, summer 19 is going down, guys. It's going down. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a podcast live together. That would be amazing. Amazing. All right. Let's see. What is what's your biggest regret in
Oh my
life?
goodness.
Mine's easy, man, and I feel like yours should be the
My
same.
big.
But I take that back because I feel like with mine, you experience more than I experience, as far as what you
Oh,
went for. So it's
I
like,
know exactly what you're gonna say.
I don't know. You
I
go
would have
first.
definitely not. Biggest regret. Probably not using my credit better. Because now that I'm older,
Yes,
it's so
girl.
hard to fix. And I realized that At 18, it's just a number. But now I'm like, that's, a house. That's a car. That's if you're gonna get approved or denied for an apartment solely off of three numbers. So, yeah, learning how to, I wish someone, myself or my mom, would have told me that these three numbers are going to control your whole life. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, agree. Like, we didn't have credit one-on-one growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody to teach us what to do so that when we are 25, 26 years old, we want to buy that house and be successful. We can do that. You know? I definitely agree. Definitely agree. I think my biggest regret was ours to the Pittsburgh, period. I mean, I've felt that way for 7 years, 8 years now, and it's not going to change. I've wasted 2 years of my life. I met a lot of great people. Did I will give you that. I met a lot of great people and I had a lot of fun. But my education was trash. I don't know how else to put it, you know, especially considering that I went yesterday to apply for school again because it's something that, you know, I want to get back into within, you know, 2019 to find out that every class that I took is not even accredited for. So I have to literally completely start all over with math and English and history, everything. All of my credits that I got from the Art Institute are not valid moving on to another school. And that just kills me because I'm thousands and thousands and thousands and
For
thousands of
nothing.
dollars in debt, I have nothing to show for it, not even a credit. It kills me. So that's definitely my biggest
Wouldn't be
regret in
sitting
life.
here today if it
Absolutely.
wasn't for the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. So.
You are so right. You are so right. We would not be sitting here. All right, we didn't
We
even
didn't
say
even have to.
that. Yeah, we
Just said
met here,
it.
which is why.
It just went.
You have to say it. Yeah. We met you know, here in Pittsburgh. We both went to the Art Institute. Whoa, how many years ago was that?
Nine.
Seven,
Well,
eight
it'll
years
be nine
ago?
in this the end of the summer.
Oh my gosh. I can't even, man. That's so crazy. Yeah, like so almost 9 years ago, we met. We were roommates, which was really cool. And it's crazy because I grew up in Georgia and now she's in Georgia. And Pennsylvania is like one of her favorite, you know, that's home to her. So now I'm here. So it's like, get you and your man and your baby and come
His home for sure,
on.
and it would make sense because with me wanting to be a baker, like for that last question, I went to school for baking and pastry, so that's definitely why. That's my home.
Yep, she went to school for baking and pastry, and I went to school for photography. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're both thousands of
But I
dollars in
wouldn't
debt.
change it for the world because I feel like I've learned so much and met such great people that I still talk to now.
Yeah, but like, would you say that
Oh,
you learned a
yeah.
lot education-wise? See, and that's because I feel like the baking or cooking in general, like culinary in general, like the whole section of food, I feel like y'all were a lot more hands-on than we were. We were given a lot of do it on your own projects, like okay, go out in the Pittsburgh and find circles, or you know, we had to take color theory, which I personally feel like is a kindergarten class. We had to put colors together and we had to make slideshow presentations and we had to make magazine covers and nothing to do with photography at all, you know. When I first went for orientation, I was told that we would be starting with film photography and we would work our way up to digital. And then whenever I started my first class, I had this $300 film camera that I just had to have before school that was useless because 2 weeks before my class started, they got rid of the
Terrible.
film. So it was just like crap from the beginning. From the beginning. So
Which
yeah, biggest
thinking
regret of
now,
my
I feel
life
like we could
ever.
even do a whole segment on just college and and talk about how our experience was separately. We went to the same school, but if you think, we had a totally different experience. Socially and
Yeah,
education-wise.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Socially, we knew a lot of the same people, but we did completely, totally opposite things sometimes, even with the same people. So it's crazy.
What do you miss most about being a kid?
Oh my God. Well, I feel like the obvious
Course.
answer is responsibility. Like, I feel like that's the obvious answer, responsibility, bills, things like that. But I miss not having to make decisions. Like, ugh. I miss not having to choose between the lights or dinner. Like, and it's crazy because we didn't know. I didn't know at 8 years old that our lights got cut off because my mom wanted to feed us. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know stuff like that growing up. It was just our lights are off. We're less fortunate because our lights are off, or we're going through something because our lights are off. But now that I'm older, it's like you have to make those decisions. Like, we're either going to starve or going to cut the lights off. I'm not saying that we're going to right now, but we've been there,
For sure.
and that's hard, especially with the kids. So, what about
Mine's
you?
just being with my siblings. I mean, I'm in Georgia now, but me and my siblings are all split up around the country. My sister is in Texas and my brother is back home in New York. So, not being able to be with them all the time, we haven't had our first holiday together will be this year, Christmas 2019, but we haven't had Christmas together in 11 years. So,
Yep.
Being with my siblings again
Crazy.
and bonding with them is what I miss the most.
Yeah, I could say the same. I haven't seen my little brother was 12 years old the last time I see him, and he'll be 22 this year.
Reunion
So,
ASAP.
yeah, crazy. ASAP, Rocky. All right, what is your dream vacation? God,
Greece.
give it to me. You said that
There's no
so like
hesitation.
easily.
Greece for sure. The food. Like, have you had Greek food? Oh my God. Greek food, the water, the view. It's expensive as hell. But I had a friend, Maria, for my baking program, and she was Greek, and she just, I don't know, she just put that in the limelight for me. She didn't even have to try. She would just talk about it. She post pictures about it and post the food that she'll make, like the baked goods from there. And I'm just like, I probably don't even eat half this stuff, but I will eat it because it just looks so pretty. Greece for it's definitely one of the travel spots for the food.
For the food. I am gonna have to take things up a notch and be a whole adult. An adult without my child, just me and my hubby to Amsterdam. For sure. Get lit.
I don't
And
think I'll
sleep.
come
We'd
back.
to come back because we leave our kid here, but it'd be hard. It would definitely be hard. We could partake in some things that we,
That'd be a whole
can do
arm-wrestle
legally
trip.
there. Oh yeah, the whole trip, definitely R-rated. Yeah, the entire trip. Right. Just got a couple more questions.
If you could be any fictional character, who would you choose?
Fictional character? I would have to say Merida
Yes, girl.
from Brave. If you haven't seen it, it's an awesome movie, but she goes through a lot of obstacles and she literally like pushes through every single one of them and she's like super brave and I don't know. I just really, really like her. And it's not even because she's like a fairy tale princess or, like she's one of the fairy tale princesses that people forget about a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not your typical princess. Like she's freckles and she's Irish. So she's green eyes and red hair and, so, but I love Merida. I love her.
I'm on a whole level. I'm a whole
What
goofball,
about
and
you?
I definitely want to be Tina from Bob's Burgers. I want to be her. I want
Stop
to do
it.
her little booty pop. I want to do it all. She's just the whole fool on that show, and I feel like that's so me. And out of my comfort zone, that's all me. The whole glass, the bob,
Oh, yeah.
everything. That would be in cartoon form.
Agree.
I'm glad you. Yes, I'm a
Old
whole
Tina.
Tina.
I definitely can agree with you there. Right. If you could choose any superpower, what would it be?
I'm trying to mind read. This can go left or it can go right, but I want to mind read. I want to know what you're thinking when I pass by you. I want to know. I need to know. But I feel like that is good and bad because you're like, okay, well, that's good. Like, I know. Yeah. I wonder, like, if
Overwhelmed
it's a
with
choice, like,
thoughts.
if you go by someone and you're like, okay, like, I want to know this, it happens, or just everyone that passes you. Because I don't want it to be like a Bruce Almighty situation. That if that's the case,
Probably what happened.
then I'm not.
Super overwhelmed
If it's like a
over
Bruce
it.
Almighty situation, then I just want to be invisible. That way I can hear everything still, but not in the burn.
But then they wouldn't be talking about you because they wouldn't
But
be
if it
able to
was like a
see you.
situation where like I'm at like where like I would come up or just anything, not even about me, but like what if I'm invisible and I'm standing in the middle of Wendy's and these guys are talking about how they're gonna blow up, a state building, then I can hear that. They don't hear me thinking about that. I mean, but hey, I'm here. Here I am.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I can save lives.
I'll be super don't know. I was like, probably super speed
Try
or
to be out
something
this
like
out
that.
this world.
Like, yeah, like if I could get from here to Georgia, 681 miles from your door to my door in
Ooh, 2
2 minutes.
minutes. Sheesh.
Super,
I'd
super
blink and
speed.
you'd be here.
Yeah. I could come spend the day with you, and I literally could leave the house at
Oh
3:45
my
to be here in
God.
time to get Laura
That
off
would
the
be
bus.
lit.
I'll be whole lit. Like, oh my God. Right. Are there any other questions that are like sticking out?
No, not really. There's some that I bypassed for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I feel like some of the questions go hand in hand with some of the topics that we have. I think I might have one last
Okay.
question though.
I got one.
Just to,
I have one for you
you have one
personally.
too? Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask this one first. Is your favorite body part on you and your significant other?
For me is my eyes, though I have no eyelash eyes, they're really light brown. And for Bay, it's his lips. I kid you not, guys. It'll be 3 years in May that we've been together, and he has put chapstick on twice. I don't know what it is, but his lips are always moisturized. They look shiny, and they're never dry. It could be a whole blizzard. Not that that would happen in Georgia, but it could be really cold down here, and he still will not need any kind of moisturizer. I need that in my life.
Yeah, I need to know what
Says
he's
my lips get.
doing because I need
What about you? Right?
my lips be hurt. I mean, but I'm in PA where currently
I don't
it's
know if I
22
can talk to
degrees,
you
so
because we're light skinned, so yes, I'm being biased here. But do you remember if you would lick your lips so much you'd have like a red line underneath your lip? Yeah.
You get a blister on the top of your lip, walk
Yeah,
around
my
looking
whole
like you got
bottom is
herpes on your
red.
lip.
I got a red line or Sharpie underneath my lip because I'm like, oh my God.
Top before.
What about you?
Just be so wrong. On him, I would have to say his
Yes.
eyes or his beard. My dad got a whole situation going on with that beard. Lord, he talk about cutting it every day, and every day I'm like, you cut it and I'm cutting you off. For me, it would have to be my feet. I have really, really small feet, so like I don't have to spend $100, $200 on sneakers. I could just go to little kids' Foot Locker, get me a little $59 pair of sneakers and go about my day. A little baby feet the same size as my hands.
Yeah, I can't relate because I have huge feet. Huge feet. When we're opposites out here.
Yeah, complete opposites.
See,
All
I
right,
thought
so
I was
what's
going
your
to
last
ask you, but
question?
then I realized it's too early to be asking this question, so we're going to hold off with that question.
We can leave the people hanging.
Leave them hanging.
Definitely leave them hanging. Well, I'm super, super, super excited for this journey, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening because I enjoyed answering all of these questions. Like all of them. And if you guys have questions like that you want to know, just you can send them in on here.
Anything?
So
Oh, yeah, for
we'll
sure.
answer them.
We are open books. There's really probably no topic that we won't go over at all. I feel like everything is open for discussion. We don't want it to be just because
Agree.
we're moms, we can't touch on certain subjects because we're cool moms, right? We talk about everything.
Yeah, and I don't want you guys to think, oh, well, all they're going to talk about is being moms or their kids or like, no, like we are going to talk about stuff outside of that. So just stay tuned. Definitely
For
stay
all the
tuned.
above, it's going to be a fun, crazy ride that we're all going to be
Agreed.
on.
Agreed. Definitely. I'm not sure when we'll be back. We haven't really discussed the what days we're going to do this and stuff. It's really hard because, she's got her baby all day and, she's got to deal with him. And, we tried this last week to do this and halfway through it, he woke up and was not having it. So we got to just make time to do this. So, you'll at least hear our voices once a week. So I look forward to you guys hearing and sending us some
Yes,
feedback.
please do that. We will be posting on our social media. So no matter what social media you have, it'll be on there. Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Twitter.
It'll be on there somewhere.
Yeah.
So
Agreed.
we'll
All
see.
right. Well, it was fun
I know, I
asking
got
you
to talk to you a little
questions,
bit better
love.
if I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah. I can't wait to keep this going. So, all right, guys. Well,
See you next week.
adios.